got somebody with some hammer and nails and the toy Stretch Armstrong. Do you know what Stretch Armstrong is, Alex?
I have to confess that I don't.
Okay, Andy, would you tell her what Stretch Armstrong is?
It's a toy made of I don't know what sort of latex type.
Some deep rubber. It's a character toy about a foot and a half high.
It looks a bit like Malco Jack Kirk, who was a wrestler in the 80s. He died in the ring.
I'll take your word.
Died in the ring. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And one pulls his arms, and they stretch and stretch and stretch. And his tough barrel type body is still in the middle of it. You pull.
And his legs you can pull way out.
It's like those. Can't snap him.
Executive stress toys. You can just.
And then he contracts again.
Of course, contracts again. It's maybe the I know you're saying here. It's that kind of deep subtext. There's that. Of course, there's that. Do you think the Markham people didn't know there was that subtext too? And now they've brought out Fetch Armstrong, who's his sausage dog, which you can pull from either end and let it just gently come back together again. Who's got the Fetch Armstrong for us? It's Nick. Nick, where are you?
I'm in Gloucester, Danny.
Is he still wearing his white Stretch Armstrong T-shirt?
No, he's got a black vest on and black shorts.
Right, yeah, you've got the other version. That's again, that's like a lot. You have to make that choice, the one with the white Stretch Armstrong and the one with the black Stretch Armstrong clothing. So you've got your Stretch Armstrong there.
Yep.
Do you ever bite it?
I have done occasionally.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's
frustration at things on the telly.
It's very, very.
There's a slight grittiness, isn't there?
Mm.
Very, very slight grittiness.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what there is, Henley, darling. There is a slight grittiness. Would you just bite up his leg?
Yes, hold on a second. I'll just grab him. He's been on the slab for a few minutes,
okay,
just warming up. So,
hold on
a minute. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wonderful.
It is very sad. You know these tactile toys, Alex. You've got to bite them.
Yes.
No, it is kneecap,
by somebody, the way. You see what it came from? I dare say somebody was sitting around the lab one day and saw a baby's bum and thought, that's it. Let's put one of those out. And you've got to bite it. Now, you've got some nails of some sort there, haven't you?
Well, I've got some nails. I've also got a bandsaw if you want some amputation.
Oh, I don't know. That wasn't what I was asked for. And I think, frankly, you're over-egging the Stretch Armstrong pudding.
But he's showing off again.
He's showing off. It's like our woman earlier on.
Yeah.
The nails is the thing.
Golden. Okay.
Whose is it, by the way?
It's my son's. He's out playing football at the moment.
Hey! Well, it's a cheap and effective way to bring home the message of the Bible, I'm saying.
Is,
when he comes home, says, see this, how bad you feel about Stretch Armstrong, how bad do we feel about the, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it eases him into it. Where are you going to place the nails into Stretch?
Where would you like him? I thought sort of up in a crucifix type
well,
thing.
We'll start
nice.
With that. We'll start with the, do it upside down.
Oh, okay.
Because he's not a nobleman. They weren't entitled to be done any other way.
Right,
off you go then. So it's going to be upside down. First, could you cross the feet and put it through both feet? It's a Stretch Armstrong, sorry, Alison. He's going to. Here we go.
Right, the feet are crossed.
Okay, off you go. Hear the nails. Men do it. Put nails on it. Here we go. Couple.
That's him. Right through.
Okay. Has anything oozed out?
Yeah, there has.
Is it?
It's very. It's a totally clear liquid. Yeah.
Wow. Keep away from
something.
It. It's a clear liquid.
Yeah. It's like a gel.
Like a gel. Oh, wow. Okay, so there's stuff inside a Stretch Arm. Now do the hands for us.
All right, here we go.
Okay. His boy's going to come in there saying, well, we want
Daddy.
One day, Dad. That's my Stretch Armstrong. Run for your lives. Dad's crucifying the toys.
He's actually just come to the garage window and he's looking through the door. Sorry, Ryan.
That's okay. Ryan, you've got to learn this sort of thing. Keep crying.
That's
Ryan. That's one. Oh my God. It's the Amityville horror. Dad's flipped out. He's crucifying the
toy. He's staring at me. This is sick.
Yeah, I know.
Here it comes.
This is what.
That's it.
Okay, so now it's got. We're crucifying the Stretch. So now the feet. He's upside down, is he?
He's upside down. The feet are in. And the hands are out by the sides.
Now put one right through his nuts. Come on. It's got. It's a metaphysic. All men want to hear this. Here we go. Run for your lives. Here we go. We're putting on straight through their nails. There you go. Look at that. That's the stuff. Yeah, you betcha. Oh, give it that. Now we're going to tow something after this.